All right, then we move on to Tales of the Stupid. Somebody might want to get Malcolm.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Sorry, just call him back, yeah.
I feel like playing Donkey Kong.
I feel like we're a really good or a really bad advertisement for Skype.
I think that this kind of proves that we should find something else to use.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get started.
Okay. All right. My tale of the stupid is actually more of a smooth move. X-Lax is basically what I kind of call this story. I was working up at the hotel again this week. Is it not working?
No.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. She's just trying to tell me to move in. Okay. I never speak in front of the mic like I should. Okay. So anyhow, this week at the hotel, I didn't think I was going to have a tale from the stoop, and I really didn't until last night.
And boy, did we have some winners.
Yeah. We had this couple. They come from the bar that's next door from the Sharks Club, like I said. Wow, that is really fucking annoying. Okay. All right.
Stop taking off.
All right, so anyhow.
Might as well start over.
Right.
Yeah, so anyhow, like I said, I was at the hotel. And from the Sharks Club, which, by the way, you do not have to bleep out anymore. I hate that place. Nobody we know works there. I don't mind letting everyone know what a douchebaggy place that place is.
Douchebag.
Yes. So anyhow, the two drunks come out of there. Guy and a girl. Now, the girl is so drunk, the guy is having to support her, and he is stumbling himself. They want a room. Oh, no problem. So the desk clerk goes to give him a room. The guy does not have enough money in his card for it.
Red flag number one.
So he proceeds to try to convince the girl to pay for it. Well, she only has a debit card. We don't take debit card. You have to have a credit card. Hmm. So they go over to the bank that's nearby. And she transfers money from her account to his account so that he can come back there and they can get a room together.
Okay. So they come all right.
So they come stumbling back. Now, the desk clerk wants to give the girl a chance to say no because she doesn't really want to. And the guy is trying to convince her and all the rest of this. So
come on, baby. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So he decides that he's going to start the night audit. So when he does that, it shuts the computers down because they have such old fucking ancient shit at this hotel that literally for about 20 minutes while they're doing the audit, you can't use the computers for anything else. So, and they can't check you in. So it tells them that. Oh, 20 minutes? Fuck, is there another hotel around here? Yes, there is. Just down the road. There's two other hotels you can just walk down. They're just past the McDonald's.
Pleased to be of service.
So they go staggering out. And he comes over, tells all the rest of us about this, and we laugh our ass off. We think this is funny. But wait! It's not done. So they come stumbling back because they are so drunk, they couldn't find the other hotels.
They couldn't even find the McDonald's.
They couldn't find the McDonald's. What McDonald's are you talking about? I didn't see a McDonald's.
This McDonald's is literally kitty corner to the restaurant attached to the hotel.
There's no way you can miss it. If you go out of the parking lot, there's no way you can miss it. They missed it.
It's right next to the freeway where there's trees between them and the freeway. So they went to the trouble to make the tallest McDonald's sign
I have
ever seen.
Yeah, you can see it from space.
Yeah. It's a landmark here, which is all we have. You know, it's sad. So they come back in. So he's like, okay, fine. So they sit down. And once again, he goes into trying to convince the girl that she really wants to do this. He's already given her the money. It'd be really hard to give it back. It'd be cool. Oh, okay. All right. So she agrees. So they get the room. We put them on the first floor because when they're this drunk, we always put them on the first floor to keep an eye on them. That's the way I got my nose broken.
They're on Cyclone watch.
So now that the night audit is done and they go wandering down that way to the room, I have a bunch of express checkouts I got to do. I got to take up and shove some letters under some doors. And so it's part of my job. So they've gone about 5 minutes ahead of me as I go walking down there. So I go past the room. I can hear a guy snoring in the room. So I'm thinking, wow, that's just Tapper, right? So now I go upstairs, do my express checkouts. I come back down. I can now hear them arguing in the room. He's awake. She is fucking tearing a strip out of him because not only does he not have enough for this, she just discovered he doesn't have enough money to pay for the breakfast for her that he promised her in order to get her into the room.
Douchebag.
That's it. That's just a short one, but that is my tale of the stupid.
Oh.
La Hooza.
I love the Sharks Club. It totally renews my faith in humanity every week.
So we start with you. Oh, no, Kitty?
Well, I can add on to that one because we were at the restaurant attached to the hotel.
Yes.
And about half an hour after that all went down, or actually, no, it was between them leaving and coming
back.
Mayhem and I are standing in the parking lot, just about to get into my car to head back to the house after having a nice dinner at 3:30 in the morning. And this Escalade rolls up. Now, usually Escalades are driven by the usual type of douchebaggery to begin with, but this was epic level.
Douchery.
You could hear this vehicle coming from a mile away, and it only kept getting worse and worse. And by the time it rolled up, it was, and keep in mind, I'm also a DJ, it sounded like my eardrums were going to pop from outside the vehicle.
Yeah, well, the car is closed up, and the literally, I'm not kidding, the actual wall of the car was fucking vibrating.
Yeah, nice. The body panels were like, bzz, bzz, bzz. There are 6 DVD screens on in this vehicle, and they're watching the most horrible hip-hop fucking crap. There's one in the front seat, and the driver's watching it while she's rolling around. Something else. Yeah,
and by the way, she didn't look like a girl.
Wait. Okay, I'm getting there.
Get to that.
So they roll up. They all start stumbling out of the Escalade. I don't know how they managed to cram that many people in the back. There was no one in the front but the driver. And as we walk around the front of the vehicle, I realize these people are all really well-dressed. They're obviously intoxicated. They're about, you know, mid-20s, early 30s. Their mom was driving.
I was just going to say it. It actually looked like somebody's mom.
It was
dirty, their mom. Dirty sweater, unbrushed hair, very disgruntled look on her face, and it just slipped out. They got their mom to drive them to death.
And the looks we got walking by after that was
totally should have came last night. I was going to stop by the hotel and visit, but I... Oh, my God.
You missed all of this.
I missed it. Damn it. Dude, your mom?
But I didn't want to pay for a cab. It's expensive, Mom.
We need flapjacks.
You can totally drive the Escalade.
And so she pulled the earplugs out and went, "What, dear?" What'd she say? Like, fuck, whoa.
Wow.
I think she was trying to give them a lecture about what they were watching because she was staring at the DVD player.
While driving.
And it's one of those, you know, the typical rapper with the hoochie grinding her ass up on his thigh really fast.
Were they on a boat?
Got my swim trunks and my flippy flappies. I can't do it as good as Miss Kitty, though.
Let's hear it. You suck.
I'm not getting paid for this.
She has subjected me to that song every time I get in
it.
I like I just had sex. Have you heard that new one by Lonely Island now? I'm getting so many requests for it from like preteen dances, clubs, everything. Just had sex.
Oh yeah, I've heard it. Yes, yeah.
She put a bag on my head. Don't care. Had sex. That should apply to every douchebag from the Sharks Club that makes it to the hotel. I'm done.
All right, Mayhem.
Oh, no, I'm passing. I have absolutely nothing this week other than that. So.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, the kiss to Miss Kitty?
I have one, and it's me.
You are the stupid?
It's not really like stupid, more
confessional.
Like, oops.
Tell Father Desmond what you did.
So I don't remember where We were going, but you weren't there. You were there.
Okay, so Mr. Safe Word was not there.
Okay,
but...
so Tits McGee and Mayhem were in the car. I think we were going to the pub or something. So we're driving down the road.
Was that last weekend?
Yeah. So we're driving down the road, and some fucking asshole cuts me off.
Oh!
So I stick my head out the window. I'm like, you motherfucker! I'm flipping him off,
honking the horn like crazy.
Terrible things, and all of a sudden,
you son of a bitch!
Yeah. Anyway, so all of a sudden I'm looking, and I'm... Dave? He turns around. I'm like, oh, fuck.
It's your ex?
Waves. No, I used to work with him at the zoo. Consequently, it was his birthday.
And she nearly ran him off the road.
I'd also like to point out we were driving through a school zone at the time, too, while all this was going on.
School's out.
Miss Kitty, school's out, been out for you for a long time.
Anger management.
You might want to think about it.
It's okay. Everyone needs to
you
talk.
You ruined
their
his
problems.
Birthday?
Well, no, it was funny because he went from being like, oh, fuck you too, to, oh, hey!
He turns around, starts waving.
Hi, I'm a douchebag.
Happy birthday! Shit. He still cut me off, though.
I noticed that she didn't let go of that.
That's true.
Wow, it is such true.
When my truck is bigger than your tiny car, get the fuck out of my way.
What are you doing on my road?
Precisely.
Gabe Troll?
All right. I got one that's that I got reminded of a little while ago. It was at the Irish bar that we worked at. It was a couple of years ago. Vidi was there, and the Leprechaun was there. And there was, like, these four little Asian dudes, okay? And I was at the door. And
oh, wait! Oh, my God! Yes! Okay, go on.
Yeah, so I'm at the door, and the Leprechaun and Vidi are over on the corner down the sidewalk because they're... I can't remember why they were down there. Do you remember why you were accosting them all the way down the way there?
They weren't even trying to get in. They were, like, trying to boot liquor.
Oh, they were trying to boot liquor.
So
okay.
They were, like, 17, 18 years old.
Oh, okay. I don't feel bad about it.
No.
These are the children that came to you to die, right?
No, well, kind of. Okay. So they start getting more and more animated as the Leprechaun keeps trying to tell them to leave because they're not going to get any liquor out of anybody, so they might as well just leave. And one of these little Asian teenage dudes steps up and tries to spit in his face.
Yeah.
But he's all dry mouth because he didn't get any liquor. So there's nothing in his mouth. So he's like, puh.
Really?
And then there's like this pause. And the Leprechaun it's like, no spit came out. But he tried to spit on me. Huh. And then the guy kind of realizes what he did. And then I guess he went after the Leprechaun. But VD intercepts in like mid-pounce, nails this kid, puts him up in a headlock and slams him up against the wall. And I see this from a distance and I'm like, I'm going to wander over and see what's going on.
La, 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 da, la, 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 la.
And I wander up and I'm like, hi, do you want me to take him? And VD's like, yeah, sure, here, take him. Because we don't know what the other three guys are going to do.
Yeah.
So, he lets the kid go, and the kid comes at me.
Suicidal!
So he runs into me. I basically just bear hug him, lift him up off his feet, and suplex him onto the ground. But I don't realize that we're in a parking lot, and you know those raised curbs? You know, yeah. During parking stalls? You know, the cement curbs?
Yeah.
I suplex him on top of one of those.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
But, like, in between, like, that and the actual sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So his head's on the sidewalk. By the time we end up, like, in between them, but we move around a little bit. So his head's on the sidewalk, his body is above the open space, and his hips are laying on the curb. And I'm on top of him. I've got him by the neck. Okay, I've got my fist in the air, and I'm like, no, wait. Wait. Control. And... He looks up at me and he goes, I'm going to bust a cap in your ass. No shit. I'm going to bust a cap in your ass. And I'm like, son, you have a terminal dose of MTV.
Yes.
Okay, you need to get out more. And he's just like, what? I'm like, seriously, stop listening to rap music. It's going to get you killed. And his buddy comes up to me and he's like, can I take him away? Can we get him out of here? And I'm like, yes, you can. You are a true friend. So we lift him up. We dust him off. Okay.
I know what you're talking about. I'm surprised he didn't break a bone. I'm really surprised.
Well, I didn't slam him into the ground. Okay. I just kind of... But I didn't realize until after I had already put him on the ground that I was laying on top of him and he was kind of cradled between two pieces of cement. I'm like, that's got to be uncomfortable.
Right.
But okay, they get him up and it's not over yet. Okay, yeah. They get him about a block down and you can see they're pulling on him and wrestling with him and all this kind of stuff. And he turns around and he moons us.
Yes.
What are you, five?
Okay. And I'm like, nice ass. I bet your buddies appreciate it every night. Woo! And he's like, fuck you. And so I start running. And I just start charging him. And he's about a block down, but he's facing away. And he's got his ass towards me. So you see him look over his shoulder, and he's like, oh, fuck. And he starts trying to pull up his pants and run at the same time. But he can't quite run because his pants are down around his knees.
You made him do the penguin.
Yeah. So he actually waddles for about half a block till he gets his pants up, and then he just fucking books it.
Oh, that's good.
Oh my god. So yes. Tales of the Stupid.
VD?
Yeah. I don't have got nothing.
You're gonna... Shit, how do you follow that? I mean, I got three quick items here that are more like weirdness than stupidity and nothing that I was directly involved in.
But no, that's okay.
There was a 55-year-old man in Tokyo who was arrested in June after three girls ages 9 and 10 reported he talked them into spitting so he could record it on video. To assist with research, in quotes, on saliva, in quotes, police later discovered 26 videotapes featuring about 400 young girls spitting. According to local media, he's had the obsession for 17 years getting at least 500 girls to spit, among the estimated 4,000 he propositioned over that time.
So 10% spit. That's not a bad average.
Actually, I dated with Catholics girls. A lot more spit than that. Never.
So apparently Japanese girls spit. All
right. You look really disgusted with me.
No, I'm disgusted with the ones that spit.
Personally, I don't know which is worse. Which is worse? I'm trying to figure out for myself which is worse, having this particular fetish or getting caught for it.
Yeah.
Good question, actually, yeah.
A little column A, a little column B.
And number two.
It is now illegal in Colorado to wear aluminum underwear.
This is bullshit.
Damn it!
I am not going
fucking
to Colorado.
Government doesn't get to get. Never mind.
Question.
I just pictured someone apparently trying to be arrested for that and running from the cops and like shing 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 shing.
Ow, 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 ow.
Apparently, shoplifters found that such so-called iron pants allowed them to sneak stolen items past anti-theft scanners. The law also allows store security officers to detain people who, quote, crackle when they walk, but provides an exception for aluminum breeches worn for personal amusement.
Which senator put that right in there?
No.
We gotta tag this on. The senator from Utah will accept.
You know, all I have to say is if this is the shit your public officials have to vote over, have the fucking revolution, please. Just seriously.
I'm waiting.
Fucking guillotine everybody, okay?
And my final item. India has developed a new non-lethal weapon in the war on terror. The curry hand grenade.
Yes, I heard this one.
The device packs curry, peppers,
joke,
and phosphorus that creates a choking cloud that brings bad guys to their knees within seconds. A tank-mounted version is available for larger events.
That's a joke.
No, it isn't.
No, that's serious.
That's serious. Essentially, it's curry when it's burning is actually even more badass than CS.
Yes.
Without the long-term effects.
That's amazing. That's like that should become their national weapon.
Yeah.
Probably will be.
It already is.
That's phenomenal.
I heard this. I read this one too.
Like they didn't have enough stereotypes about their fucking country.
No.
Like seriously, some guy that one of their generals should have just like read that and went, "Oh dear God."
You see, when you're in the culture, you don't see it from somebody else's point of view. That's it. You need to have one person in the
they
room.
They need an objective observer.
Objective observer. You need one outsider in every room. Otherwise, this is the shit you end up with. See?
Wow. Isn't that how Fox News got started?
Yeah. Well, we were actually a short show this week, I think.
Oh, I can keep going.
Oh, you've got another
I have another tale of the stupid. Okay. I've been saving this one for...
All right. Two ladies, go ahead.
Okay, well, this one I call You're Doing It Wrong, and I've been saving it for a week. And there's wood involved. Be excited. Okay, so back in the day, I used to be a supervisor for a landscaping company. And Dak, you've heard the story, yes. But I don't think you guys have yet. There's a mall across the street from us. There is an empty lot across the other street. It's like a four-way stop. So this place is, you know, to the north, and the mall is to the west. There's a lane that goes through the vacant property. There are sidewalks. It's a busy strata. There's lots of activity. There's people constantly running the stop sign there because they don't even see it. It's chaos. Well, apparently someone had the bright idea that if they hired some buddies to go in and cut down the trees that are about 40 feet tall, then they wouldn't have to pay for an arborist. An arborist, yeah, here it comes. Arborists are fairly expensive. There's lots of training and gear involved. You've got to do it a very specific way. You have to go up the tree, take off all the limbs, start cutting from the top in sections and dropping it down safely with rope. You have to have a crew of at least two or three people and lots of specialized equipment. Nah, I got two buddies that are carpenters. They've got a ladder and they've got a chainsaw. That'll be fine.
I'll pay them in beer. We'll drink it beforehand. What could possibly go wrong?
I need to ask, and I know I'm jumping the gun, but I have to because this is the X kind of emergency responder in me.
Mm-hmm.
Did they end up with a barber chair?
What's that?
That's when you cut a tree and it breaks, but the wood kind of snaps and it leaves.
Oh,
Yeah, go on. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
More people are fucking killed by that in the lumber industry every year than anything else.
Really?
Yeah, barber chairs fucking kill people all the time because the tree bends so far and then it cracks. The wood basically comes down and it can go in any direction.
Yeah, and that's what I was worried about because having taken down trees myself, I know what's going to happen. Okay, it's a windy day.
Oh, fuck me.
There's a lot of foot traffic.
Oh, Jesus.
They haven't put up any warning signs.
Oh, God.
They have no safety gear.
Yeah, of course.
They have a Home Depot special residential size chainsaw. And a tree that's about a foot thick. So, the fun begins with, I'm going to cut this one at a 45 degree angle at shoulder height. Okay, the weight of a 40 foot tree bearing down on a very small bar
it
chainsaw.
Thank God.
He gets 3/4 of the way through the tree in one cut. He doesn't try to do the wedge cut or anything to make sure that the tree is going to fall in a proper direction, not that there is a proper direction to begin with. He just cuts 3/4 of the way through the tree and goes, oh crap, it's stuck. Hey buddy, come over here, give me a hand. So now they're both holding onto the chainsaw, trying to restart it in the tree.
Yeah!
What?
No. One's holding the handle, the other is pulling the cord.
Oh, wow.
Through some miracle, they manage to get it out. And he goes, okay, well, I'm just going to try it again a little bit lower. I think I got a bad spot. So he goes a foot down the tree and starts cutting again exactly the same way at a 45 degree angle. Again, gets 3/4 of the way through. The weight jams up the blade. They manage to get it out. They go, okay, well, this isn't going to work. Let's go do that one instead.
Where exactly did these Mensa candidates come from?
Wally.
Oh, that explains everything.
So I'm kidding.
Brain is hurting.
Were either of them called Billy Bob or Joe Bob?
No, it was a little more ethnic than that.
Right. Noted.
I was so concerned for everyone's safety that I actually walked past their vehicle to get the number that was on the side. And they were carpenters. They weren't carpenters. They were carpenters. They had spelt it wrong.
Carpenters.
Carpenters.
Carpenters. On the side of their company vehicle with
so
an I.
How do you pint a car? Exactly.
Carefully. So I don't know.
Carpenters.
I have never seen this level of...
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. This is just the beginning. Okay, so now they're through tree 3, tree 4. It's now my lunch break, and I'm getting... Like, we're watching and we're laughing, but we know something's about to go really
bad. Yeah, death, murder, mayhem.
He's cute.
It's always the least likely thing that happens, too, right?
Well, yeah. So, at the time, I was dating someone who had close connections with WorkSafe. So, I give him a call, and I'm like, do you have a number I can call to complain about some epic level stupidity?
See, normally the WorkSafe cars don't have sirens.
They have but one vehicle.
They bought a light bar for the next time this happens.
Yeah. So I get a call. I get some receptionist lady. She's like, okay, what are you concerned about? And I explain the situation to her. She goes, oh, God. Okay, we're going to send somebody out right away. I'm like, okay, great. This is my location. I'm in this big green landscaping truck. You can't miss me. If you need any help, just give me a call. So about an hour goes by. They've decided to go for lunch. They've now cut 3/4 of the way through 6 foot.
Have they actually
trees.
Have they actually cut any of the trees?
No. They've only gone 3/4 of the way through 6 of the trees.
On a breezy day, 40-foot trees, they lean a ladder. They lean a ladder up against the tallest
you have
one.
A gun.
No! I'm not even getting close enough to shoot these people.
It might
the tree
contagious.
Might fall on you.
I'm killing myself.
So I look over, they're going for lunch, the tallest tree, the first one that they've cut through twice, they decide to prop it up with a 30-foot ladder and go for lunch. They just left it. So I'm like, okay, well, nothing has broken yet. They come back. WorkSafe still hasn't shown up. It's now been about 2 hours since they've started. And they realize that they're not getting through any of these thick trees. Let's go for one of the small ones. Well, the only one they could find that was relatively small was right beside the sidewalk. And it was leaning precariously already towards the road. But the guy figures if he cuts at a 45-degree angle in on the other side, it's going to break in that direction. Well, dumbass.
But that causes... The thin side's going to be on the side of the road.
Exactly. It doesn't matter which way it's leaning. It's going to fall towards the side you cut it on. If you cut it in a wedge. But they kept cutting in a single cut. So they don't have the road blocked off. I know this tree is going to fall. The guy's standing in the middle of the road with no high-vis vest or anything. And he's just standing there waving his arms at traffic going, no, stop. And people are just honking and giving him the finger and whipping right by. So I call WorkSafe and I say, look, the situation has gone from bad to worse. You need to get here now.
It's gone from
bad to
epic.
A tree is about to fall on the road. Oh my God, there it is! And just boom. It hits the ground. This 30-foot tree goes right across the road, misses his own truck by about a foot, and the guy's standing there going, oh shit. The girl on the phone goes, are you okay? Oh yeah, I'm fine. Luckily, it missed the pedestrian, but the tree is now on the road. She goes, I'm putting you through. Transfer directly to the guy's phone, his cell phone, and I fill him in, and he goes, oh, I'm just finding a parking spot now. You sit tight now. I'll be with you in a second. I see a van pull up behind the pickup truck. Guy gets out, pulls out a vest and a hard hat, puts it on, pulls out a camera. Click, 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 click. You here now. Next thing I know, they've had to call in the city. They've had to call an arborist. They had to block the road off.
Well, yeah, because the other five trees haven't fallen over yet.
The city arborist showed up and was just shaking his head going, I don't get it.
Well, what are they going to do? Like, because these trees have already been half or three quarters cut. They can't climb them now and take
them
down.
They had to get in a city arborist and bring them all down. It cost the property owner the property. He got hit with so many fines. You have to get permits to cut any tree that's over a certain width. And these were well beyond that. And I'm standing there with the WCB guy and the arborist, and I'm looking at this really big stump. And I'm talking like this one's twice as thick as any of the ones that these guys were trying to cut through. And it's right on the corner of the property, and it's right beside the four-way stop. And the break point of the wood is exactly opposite the intersection. So diagonal towards the intersection is where this tree fell. And the stump was maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet.
So they had already done this before.
They had done this before and into traffic.
And dropped it into traffic and then cut it up.
There was no witnesses or nobody called it in.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand making the mistake once. But really, honestly, that's that...
That's criminal.
That's stupid. That's criminal levels of stupid.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
You know, no, what I find amazing is no one was actually hurt. Yeah. I find that...
Well, that's how stupid people get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. Just
that,
like,
that actually... That undermines my faith in natural selection. That really does.
Yeah.
I keep telling you, take the padding off those sharp corners, people.
Yeah, no kidding. Pull the wall socket plugs out for your children. Get rid of the child safety caps and take off their bike helmets. Let the sickly ones go, okay? That's the only way to get through life.
I know. Otherwise, Billy is special to you, but
he is special.
Yeah, the Uncle Dax Show, where we advocate euthanizing your special children.
Wow. I like to think about it as retroactive abortion.
Yeah, to the age of 21.
Yes, I made it.
And if you have a problem with our statements, please feel free to email Longbeard with all your complaints.
See our disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
Once again, that email address is goafyourself69style@hotmail.com. This is going to be fun. I might actually respond.
Kitty, you said you had another one?
I can't top that.
Oh, come on.
Arborist. You know, I think that's actually, that's good. Okay. We're about the 2.5 hour mark, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we're about there. Yeah.
Okay,
fuck, so I'm going to go get a beer.
That's our short. Yeah, let's go get a beer. I need one after that fucking
Big
story.
One.
Really? And if you ever hire yourself a carpenter and you get a carpenter?
Carpenter.
Carpenter? Run.
Jesus Christ. You know... God, yeah, I'm just... Fuck that. Have a good night, everybody. Oh, by the way...
address again, by the way. Go F yourself69style@hotmail.com.
In honor of our Donna Simpson update, we have a little number we'd like to close out on. Have a good night, folks.
Bye.
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 Here's a silly ditty, you can't sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can't sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune.
Yoi, yai, unetchu, tiyu, zemi, ona de bella. Ona de bella, yoi, ona de bella. Yai, unetchu, tiyu, zemi, ona de bella. De bella, de bella. On a debella, I get dizzy, I get mumbo when I'm dancing with my jum jum jumbo.
I'm the one you can have, she's too fat for me, too fat for me, doggone fat for me. Oh, I'm the one you can have, she's too fat for me, Rose too fat, too fat, she's too fat for me.
Can she dance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? herself, she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me.
American media is a business. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. Not 24.